work.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen. Steve Sybil, Bill Bush alongside here.
How are you holding up over there, Swim?
Just fine.
The funny thing, I was thinking about this today, Swim and Jake are at odds a lot.
They
and
are.
Yet they go to stuff together. Yet they're traveling
to
Chicago together. I mean, there's no
we
chance that there's somebody who's going like, I really don't enjoy that person much. You want to go to Chicago with him? No, I don't even want to talk to him. But yet they're vacationing together, and then they poke the bear all the time.
Oh my God!
They poke each other.
Oh my God!
Nonstop.
You guys are always at each other. That,
and it's like, hey, you want to go on vacation? Yeah, where you want to go? I'm like,
we've traveled together a lot. We went to New York together. Vegas together. Chicago last weekend.
You guys have slept in the same room a lot.
You guys made a big deal out of that. I felt like it was overplayed.
I don't. I'm not doing
when there's when you have to bring a roll away into I'm gonna spend the money.
Three dudes in one room.
Not happening.
No go.
All right. When you get old, it'll hit you when you get older. Trust me.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It'll hit you.
I don't know. It is hour two of the show. Appreciate you guys for hanging out. Good conversation on Eckler last segment.
Mike Eckler. He's gone. He's out on the. In L.A. now.
Okay.
It was one of the weirdest job that I've ever seen. Usually it's just kind of like, so-and-so's leaving. They're going here.
Yeah.
It's out, it's done within a couple hours. This was like 12 days.
I know.
Of conversation.
Talked a lot about it.
Yeah.
And it's been very odd. It has been odd.
It's been very odd, the timing of it.
It is time for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. All right, Bill, let me get your music here. All right, here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
If you're looking for remodels and everything from bathrooms, kitchen, and whole house remodels, call Randy at 402-417-5204 for a quote today. It's a wild card Wednesday, Bill. The floor is yours. What do you got for us today?
You see Randy today at the game. Give him a Randy. Randy will be at the game. Randy travels. Randy's already got rooms booked at every site where the Huskers might be playing.
Are you for real?
Yeah, because you can cancel them. So right away it's like, hey, take our first round sites and get your stuff purchased.
Organization.
Hotels in Oklahoma City right now aren't bad.
Yeah.
They're $90 a night for downtown OKC the week of Nebraska potentially playing there.
Well, let's book one. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not a bad deal for us.
Let's all stay in
I
one
want
room.
To take it to the street, Steve.
Okay, please.
I want to get information. Lock in on the texters.
Okay. I'm locked in.
So we can remember YouTube also, because I want some information to see what they think. The assignment of the chair, is it fair? The assignment of the chair, is it fair? We somewhat hit on this earlier, and we talked about this yesterday, that I should have hit on this, but I want feedback from the breakers. The assignment that Notre Dame got on game day set, that Notre Dame was allowed to have their head coach on the set. That's fairly normal to have someone join in. I mean, Saban's been on set after they've been eliminated. I think it was after they got beat by Michigan in the Rose Bowl. I think he was on set the next time to be there. So this isn't it's not unusual to have that. The question is, what is the vibe? Because Notre Dame opted to not play football after the release on Sunday, they opted to not play football anymore. And obviously they were fully healthy, fully able to go. There's a lot of teams that were disappointed. Vanderbilt went 10-2 in the SEC, and they didn't make it. And they had a case, a strong case, to be in the playoffs. They went and played. Texas, like that, were they strong? No, but they were good enough to be talked about. They went and played. So all these teams that went and played, and Notre Dame didn't. And so I heard a lot of feedback, so I want some breaker feedback of what were their thoughts on Marcus Freeman to be on the set on ESPN when they chose not to play. And the interesting part about it is, how many times have we heard this one? We need this time to practice. It's bonus 15 practices that we get. So you can't be worried about a lot of stuff when you just say, we're good. We're not going to play anymore. Because from a lot of my pious friends who are also, they double as heavy Notre Dame fans.
Okay, this is getting interesting.
The fans, like that, and I'll name names. Jim Hansen.
I was just going to say Hansen.
Jim Hansen was very down on Notre Dame.
Was he?
For not playing.
Did you have friends that said, no, they shouldn't play?
I think only just staunch Notre Dame fans. I think the general fan was 100% they need to play.
They declined the Pop-Tarts Bowl, is that right?
Declined to play BYU in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which would have been 15 more practices and different things, you know.
And a good game.
And a good game. And I've always said, my take on it was only one take for anybody that opts out. Kansas State did it, right? There's seniors that would like to play in that game that are not ever playing again.
Now,
Iowa State's a different story. I still think they should have played. I don't care if the coaches have left. How many times have coaches left and they still played?
Well, they've had enough players.
Old Miss would still play. They'd have played. They'd have had a team. They'd have worry about it later. So I'm not a fan of opting out of bowl games.
I'm not either.
Do you guys think Ole Miss would have played if it wasn't the college football playoff? Yes.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I kind of think they would have, because you know why? Here's what I think, and I think that in the end, on all those, who would have came down heavy on it? Sankey, Petiti, they just said, whoa, 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 no go, we're playing. Notre Dame Independent, do what they want. But it was an interesting take. To have Freeman on the show, because the reason it came up was because of Elizabeth Sorensen. Because Elizabeth Sorensen, when was on, first thing she told Jake, why is he on? They didn't even play in their bowl game.
Elizabeth said that?
Yes, it was said on our show. Yes, it was said on our show.
I missed that.
So I'd like to hear what the breakers think of it, of what their thoughts are.
What are they saying?
Yeah, so I was reading back into it. A lot of it could also, Marcus Freeman's image has been tainted a little bit the last couple of weeks because he had that incident that his son's wrestling meet where the opponent's coach was taunting his son, and he pushed him with two hands. And so I was...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so then no charges were filed on Marcus Freeman.
They went at it in a hallway of a high school.
Yeah, and... Yeah.
I don't think anything of that. I thought nothing of that at all. But interesting, because there's a lot of people that would like that seat. They liked to have been sitting there with their head coach up there talking because it's free advertising. And why Freeman? And they can say, well, they were in the national championship last year. But I thought it was odd when they didn't play, that they didn't play in a bowl game, because they started talking about, well, you know, where are you guys at right now? Well, our last game was on November 28th, and they didn't play in after that. So I just want to know what are the fans? There's always going to be some say, well, why would they play? But that was just kind of the theme was by most was they just took their ball and went home.
Yeah. Downtown Scott says it was dumb. Gavin and Pender says it was a bad look. I don't think any active football coach should be allowed up there.
Ooh, now hold on. Ooh. You can put active coaches. They do it all the time.
Yeah. I liked when Saban was up there, but it's not a bad take. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. It's not a bad take. It's hard to select because, like, okay, who gets up there? You know, why was Ryan Day not asked to be up there? Because he would have went up there. Why was whoever not asked
Sark
would not ask to be up
there. That one's
you know, whatever it is like that. Well, whoever
but
could
why
be.
To Freeman?
Be fair, we don't know if they did ask.
That's true.
They sat there and they're fair. Like Sark was
we don't know that for sure.
But why Freeman?
Because we've seen it before where they've done other broadcasts where there's been multiple active college football coaches and they've broken down the game as it's played out. They didn't have active coaches this year.
Freeman isn't particularly entertaining nor insightful. That's what I saw. I didn't think he was.
Interesting.
He said a lot of things that I could have said. Okay. I mean, that.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen.
With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Frankly,
I thought his selection, his pick was really interesting, because he came out and said, he goes, I'm picking Indiana. I think Indiana, but I won't say Indiana. I'm picking Miami because we play them next year, and I don't want bulletin board material.
What are we doing?
And so, but it was just,
what are we doing?
I thought that the only reason it was really odd to me, if they'd have played in the bowl game, I wouldn't have thought it as odd.
That's what I want to hear, what the Breakers say.
Yeah.
So Les in Lincoln says, makes me hate Notre Dame even more. Brian says, if you opt out, you'll lose the opportunity to be equal with teams that played. They should have had a coach who played.
That's where I come down.
Yeah, I agreed. Yeah,
that's where I come down.
Yeah, I agree.
Why did you pick a coach to be on that panel that declined a bowl bid?
Yeah.
When you could have played. It wasn't, there's a bunch of players opting out. There's,
no, it was 100% just disgruntlement.
We're not playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A couple more here. We have more. Let's see. Unnamed texter. Jared and Lincoln. Agree with Sip and Bill. He was boring. Jared
and
Lincoln.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's not like, oh, we got to get Freeman on because he's so insightful and entertaining.
James and Lincoln says it's a bad look for Notre Dame, a really pathetic look for ESPN. I don't think it's a bad look for Notre Dame that he was up there, because it shows that they have.
I think what he meant was is a bad look that they skipped the game.
Of course, 100%. But we've known that, right? But if you're Notre Dame and you sit there and
you're taking that, if they call you, I'm going up there. Like, oh yeah, get up there.
Yeah,
it's free advertising right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Unnamed texter says there were 10 coaches who made the playoffs who would have deserved the spot better than Marcus.
Yeah.
Well, if you go back and look on like some of the coaches that you know would have been up there, and the interesting one was this one, because you'd heard was Lane Kiffin asked to be there and not, because that would have been something that would have been like beyond entertaining, because he was in the middle of a 100%. Firestorm. He was in the middle of it. They may have just said, we don't need that. We do not need that kind of of storyline.
No, you wouldn't want that.
ESPN probably like that. So
no, you wouldn't. How about Kirby though?
Kirby would have been Kirby. Yeah, we said, well, won 2 national championships. You know, have
he's
some,
pretty funny too.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not super funny, but he's very talkative.
And I wonder also, but would they think, okay, that's Kirby sitting next to Saban? That's 2 ex-Alabama guys, 2 SEC guys.
Kind of like,
and maybe it was easier than Notre Dame but I just thought it was fascinating. And also what was fascinating to me was when Elizabeth Sorensen said to Jake immediately, why is he up there? They didn't play in a bowl game.
Ooh, she's hard line.
Yeah.
And that's why she's saying,
and I
to Jake,
want
to
know
get back to work.
And there's always going to be, there's going to be somebody going like, why would they play? Why would they get from that? I get that. Just remember, there's players on that team, I guarantee you, that wanted to play.
Oh my God, there's probably dozens of them.
If you think that wasn't a touchy subject, just talk to Bill Moos.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
Yeah, ask him how touchy it is.
Oh, it's
that
really
subject.
Touchy.
Yeah, it's touchy. And guess what? When I was there, I wasn't there for that. And hearing about it from within, I was like, oh wow, this was a day.
So you're talking about when they declined after they got back from Rutgers in 2020.
Yeah.
2020. Yeah.
2020. They got back from Rutgers and voted not to play.
Yeah.
And in that day, I am telling you, was uncomfortable between the head coach and the AD. And I'll say, very uncomfortable.
Well, let's also not, I mean, especially after you clamored all preseason about how you wanted to play for everything. That's you were the first Big Ten team out there.
Yeah. And then now we're declining.
And you didn't
after
want to play.
AD had you set up for a couple bowl games.
Yeah.
And now you voted not to play. Right. Now I got to call these guys and say, we declined.
There you go. It's Bill's Freeman. Thrills on a wild card Wednesday. Remind us the headline, Bill.
Oh, I got it right here. I'd be glad to do that. Thanks, Swim. The assignment of the chair. Is it fair?
There you go.
I'm saying no. Yeah. I'm saying no.
I think a lot of people are on the same mindset as you guys. Sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. It is time to play the game
show.
Here
we go.
Tonight, Nebraska basketball plays Washington. Let's do famous people from Washington.
The state of Washington.
If you know your famous people.
Is it sports?
If you know, it is not all sports.
Oh, I'd like to have been sports.
If you know your famous folks from Washington, give us a call now, 464-5685, for a chance to win a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Alrighty, so we are getting the name. Connor is writing down the name of our contestant. He had a faulty marker, so it's taken a couple extra seconds.
But easy.
Alright, it is Brady.
Brady.
Brady is on the line. Brady, how do you feel about
Brady
folks from Washington?
We'll see how it goes.
Alright, we'll see how
Brady,
it goes.
Brady, how old are you and where are you calling from?
I'm 40 years old and I'm in Crete, Nebraska.
Nice. Crow! Wait. Whoa, Crete. Hold it. Do you know our producer?
You know, I've heard that he's from Crete, but I'm too old to probably know who he is.
Gotcha.
He's a cornerback.
Yeah, played corner. He's very aggressive.
He's okay. A big corner, though. Yeah. Like, you think little guy? No, he's not a little dude.
We thought he played D-line.
Yeah, we thought for sure rush in.
That's what we thought. Still think maybe, but.
Yeah, big dude. That's a big corner, right, Swim?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Brady, first question to you. The lead singer of Nirvana was from Aberdeen, Washington. Who was it?
Well, that's a layup. That's Kurt Cobain.
Is it Kurt Cobain? It is.
Brilliant.
Just want to let it be
even
known.
Even I know that.
Let it be known that I did not make the game show.
Okay.
I did not pick Song of the Day. I did not make the game show. All right, Simple, 1-0. Brady is in the lead. Okay. These are easy, Jake. The co-founder of Microsoft is from Seattle. Who is that?
That's Bill Gates.
Is it Bill Gates? It
Brilliant.
Is.
It almost sounded too easy. I was confused. Right. I was very confused on that question.
Wow, Kurt Cobain and Bill Gates.
This is.
What if they ever talked? Ever?
I
bet they met.
No,
I'm saying no.
Kurt Cobain had a bad stomach issue, like intense that you know caused a lot of mental strain. I don't think he was down for all of that.
Okay.
Brady, next one to you. We're tied at one apiece. The man known as the science guy is from Spokane, Washington. Who is that?
That is the scientist of my childhood, Bill Nye.
There it is.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
I didn't know that.
Bill
Nye, the science
guy.
Yeah.
I need to learn from this stuff. Bill Nye.
Great program.
Yeah.
Yeah, great program.
Connor. Didn't know it.
Don't
look at me like that. I'll come over there and...
If we could get the Bill Nye theme song, that'd be great.
Yeah, see if you can find that.
It is good. It is good. All right, Simple, to tie.
Sip. Hope you know this.
Bill is still in play.
Yeah, we're good.
Rainn Wilson is from Seattle. What character did he play in The Office? Okay.
Oh, I think I know.
Go ahead.
Can I just describe him?
I need one of his either first or last name.
Oh, no. That's trouble. Bill?
Rainn Wilson.
I'm pretty sure it was the guy with the glasses. Taller.
Oh, my.
What was his name?
What's his screen name?
It's his screen name.
That's what we're going for.
That's what we're going for. I don't know his screen name. I can't remember.
5 seconds.
Five.
Four. Three.
Come on.
Two. Steve.
He's quirky.
Yeah, he is very quirky. I need an answer.
He does throwback stuff. It's weird.
He's
stuff.
In The Hangover.
No.
Wasn't he?
No, not in The Hangover.
No, not in The Hangover.
I got an answer.
I don't have it.
Don't have it?
Ralph.
It is not Ralph. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, wrong one. This is, there we go. Let's try this. There it is. It is not. It is Dwight Schrute.
Dwight, we described him.
Corky. The office is full of
I don't know
Corky.
How, I don't know how I locked up on Dwight.
Glasses.
Yeah, he's the only guy I really know on the whole show is Dwight.
Dwight Schrute.
All right, well, Brady, I thought we were going to have to go to the tiebreaker, my friend. You did not have to go to the tiebreaker. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You win a box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe.
Shut up, Sipple.
There it is.
They got you.
Quick shout out to Bagels and Joe and Sean. Sean's got to be off at 8:25, so we got to get to him.
So we're going
to
try to get him on.
But Sean bought me a great lunch the other day from Bagels and Joe.
Yeah.
It was a...
Like a bagel sandwich?
You got it, Bill. Thank you. Okay. It was a bagel turkey sandwich with a salad, so some kind of like white cheese on it. And it was great. Like, it was great. Tomato turkey sandwich.
You made it sound like it was amazing that I guessed bagel sandwich from Bagels and
Bagels
Joe.
How did you come up with that? You guys have seen the bagel sandwiches I bring in often for breakfast from Bagels and Joe. So
They're a stout sandwich.
It is.
It's like, if you can eat the whole thing, that's a lot. It's more like eat half, save it, eat the rest
later. You know the big thing, though? Fresh.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm. Really fresh. Yeah. Like, it was really fresh.
All right.
Just like swim, really fresh.
Sorry about that. Tiebreaker. Jimi Hendrix was from Seattle, Bill. Oh,
okay.
How old was he when he passed away?
46.
Oh, I think way younger.
It is way younger.
I'm going to say 26. I was going to say 29.
27.
Okay.
27.
He was really young.
What was I thinking of?
Hey, massive shout out to...
Really, you're in trouble.
I was like going with...
a massive shout out to Blackshirt58 on our YouTube stream. Just sent us $20 with no comment. There's no comment. Just sent us $20.
Where's that 20 go?
Is that a tip?
It's usually to the board operator. I'm kidding. It just goes to the station.
To the station.
Thank you, Blackshirt58.
Thank you.
So, all right, let's get to Sean Callahan when we come back here. Early break on the ticket.